Ladies and gentlemen, it's your hostess with the mostest, Mr. Kelly. Welcome to the DDJ Show, where it's all about preaching and speaking the truth. What's up, y'all? Happy Monday. Man, it's a beautiful, sunny, hot day in California. Right now, it's 12:39 p.m. on the West Coast. Shout out to wherever the hell you at in your city. Now, let's get down to the nitty gritty. Now, Billie Eilish and Taylor Swift are ditching their singles and focusing on albums. Wow, it's too late. You know what I gotta say about that, y'all? They done releasing a million motherfucking singles. Now all of a sudden, they wanna focus on making albums and ditch the singles. You know, shout out to Beyonce. Because what did she say back in the day? They just drop one single. Make one single. Then it burns out. Make another single. Then it burns out. Just keep making another one. And another one. And another one. Beyonce said it right. All them damn singles, them motherfuckers all burn out. They do. Shit. I don't even do singles. You know, I got so many motherfucking albums. I might just drop one. Just for the hell of it. But I'm thinking like, nah. I like albums better. Because you with an album, you can put about 10 or 15, 20 songs on the motherfucker. Fuck a single, shit. You know, that's just like a piece, a morsel. You know, it's like a snack. You know, that's what having a single is like. Putting together a whole motherfucking album, that's a whole fucking dinner. Shit, you feel me? Well, anyway, Taylor Swift and Billie Eilish are focusing on making albums and ditching singles, ladies and gentlemen. Now, let me go down my motherfucking list. Oh, Vicky Woe. Shout out to Vicky Woe. You know, she was talking about Lil Uzi Vert. And that motherfucker, he was on a stage in this motherfucking red jumpsuit doing this some old gay shit, you know, rituals and shit. Vicky Woe was preaching about it on her Instagram, you know. And somebody said in the comment section, this preaching Vicky is lame. I said, ain't nothing wrong about preaching. You know, ain't nothing wrong with that. I said, damn, you know what? Y'all always got something negative to say about God. And y'all like to joke. And it's all funny and shit. But I said, none of y'all don't never, ever, ever say anything negative about the devil, Satan himself. Y'all don't got nothing that to say about. But all of a sudden, when somebody start worshiping God, oh, then y'all got a problem with it. Y'all want to call that lame and shit. I said, ain't nothing more lame than motherfuckers walking around with horns on their damn head worshiping Satan when he's going to be destroyed when the Lord come back. Ain't nothing more lame than that. And they didn't have nothing to say. That's real. Why would you worship a master that's going to be destroyed when the Lord returns and his time is up? Come on now. It's funny. I find it ironic that nobody has nothing wrong to say when motherfuckers be doing all this sacrifice, this wicked rich devil, Satanist ritual, all that shit. Don't nobody got nothing to say about that. When motherfuckers worship Satan, or they doing some motherfucking dark ritual, don't nobody say nothing bad or negative about that. Ain't that some shit? Like, that shit is fucking cool. But soon as somebody starts serving the Lord, praising the Lord, start trying to preach, y'all want to call that lame. Ain't nothing more lame than serving a damn master that's going to burn in hell forever. That's going to be destroyed. So I got to say, ladies and gentlemen, what the hell would you praise and worship a master that's gonna be destroyed? That's what I would like to know. But you always got some old negative stuff to say about God. Y'all want to make it seem like he's some phony. He don't exist. He not real. Y'all want to mock. Y'all want to make fun. Y'all want to call people who start preaching, talking about God, lame. Why don't y'all ever say that about the devil, Satan himself? Oh, that's right. He's y'all father. Y'all ain't got nothing bad or negative to say about him. But you always find time. Y'all be so anxious to mock God, make fun of God, call anybody lame that try to serve God. So, ladies and gentlemen, What are y'all telling me? Praising and worshiping Satan? That's motherfucking cool. Being some devil? That's cool. Walking around dressed up in woman's clothing, being a motherfucking faggot? That's cool. It's okay. He's rich. He, Lil Uzi Vert, gets a pass. Then you got these rappers in the music industry who try to serve God and the devil at the same time. You can't serve God and mammon. You either got to love God and cut off the devil. But they be trying to do both. 1 minute, they love God, praise God, all this. The next minute, they doing some motherfucking satanic ritual in the music industry. Now, I'm here to tell y'all, before you call anybody lame, or ever try to mock God, make fun of God, whenever somebody try to come to the Lord, let me tell y'all something. There is nothing more lame than anybody worshiping Satan, doing motherfucking satanic rituals, serving a master that will be destroyed when the Lord return and come back. There's nothing more lame than that. That's lame. That's real. All right, y'all. Yes, let me go down my motherfucking list. Now, Chris Brown then took a page out of 50 Cent book. It's Quavo. Bought all this nigga's concert tickets. So nobody showed up to the motherfucker, cause he bought all his damn tickets. Now, okay, 50 Cent did that shit. You know, whatever. Okay, the nigga did that shit. Okay, yeah. And but you know what? Let me tell you some real shit. He know not who to fuck with in the music industry. He just fuck a motherfuckers and bully them and do this and that. But at the same time, this nigga 50 Cent had a motherfucker order protection on his ass when it came to Murder, Inc. Ain't that some shit? So that motherfucker must have been feeling some certain type of way with his little G-Unit clip. Because he know he be bullying motherfuckers and be doing shit. Of course he gonna have to protect his own ass and his fucking crew. We stop the motherfuckers from getting lit up. But you know, 50 Cent, some motherfuckers he know not to fuck with in the music industry. He be picking on people. He kind of remind me of Draymond Green. Because in the NBA, that motherfucker, some certain players he don't fuck with. But there's other players he do pick on and mess with. And try to, you know, get in their face and stick his chest out and talk shit. Have y'all noticed that shit? But there's certain motherfuckers Draymond Green knows not to fuck with. And they about that life. So he won't fuck with them. That's 50 Cent in the music industry. He ain't that motherfucking crazy. And that's some real shit. But what I'm trying to say here now, Chris Brown bought all the Quavo's tickets. So nobody did end up showing up to that motherfucker. It was empty. You know what? Everybody on Instagram was laughing, making jokes. I don't call that shit funny because you taking money off the next man's mouth, motherfucker. Until it's you, it's funny. It's all jokes and shit. Until it's your ass, somebody taking out money off your motherfucking pocket, taking food off your fucking plate, and nobody show up to see your ass perform. Yeah, it's funny, ha ha ha. Yeah, it's all jokes and shit until it happened to your ass. That's exactly what I said on Instagram. Yeah, y'all motherfuckers laughing, huh? Yeah, I call it petty to the motherfucker. I said some men, grown black men, some men are petty just like women. Ladies and gentlemen, that's some real motherfucking shit. Chris Brown, what's this nigga? Mid-30, damn near almost 40, and this motherfucker still doing shit 50 Cent. 50 Cent should have been stopped doing that shit. Oh, he did some shit to Ja Rule, bought all his tickets, and nobody showed up. Just petty shit. You know, but I know how y'all motherfuckers is out there. When it's a celebrity doing shit and the motherfuckers are rich, y'all give them a pass and kiss they funky ass. Like they can't do no fucking wrong. When they do petty shit, let it be a regular motherfucker. Rich motherfucker. Nobody knows. Y'all find out did some shit like that. Then y'all want to throw shade. And so that's petty. Oh, he shouldn't do that. Oh, he too old for that. But every time it's a celebrity who do some petty motherfucking shit, y'all want to give him a fucking pass. I'm tired of that shit. Petty is petty. 50 Cent, Chris Brown, both of them motherfuckers are acting like petty bitches right now. That's some real fucking shit. Stop all that. When you have beef with a motherfucker, buy they fucking tickets all up so that nobody won't show up to see them. You know, good thing I'm not nobody famous, because I don't play that shit, motherfucker. You taking money out of my pocket, motherfucker. You taking food out of my family's mouth. You fucking with my money, motherfucker. That's some real shit. I have to pull up, nigga. And I don't want no motherfucking security. None of that shit. Let's knuckle up, motherfucker. And if you think you can beat my ass, I'll take that fucking ass whooping. Because I'm going to tear your ass in half, nigga. Don't be fucking with my money. My motherfucking kids' money. Taking money out of my motherfucking pocket. Taking food out of my fucking mouth, nigga. I don't find that shit funny. You want to beef, motherfucker? Yeah, we can beef. Make a song. But when you mess with my motherfucking money, nigga, you got me fucked up. But you know what? You some pussy ass motherfuckers. When you about that life ready to beat a nigga ass and swerve and swing on him for fucking with your shit, then everybody turn to a fucking pussy. Ah, nigga, you really mad. You upset because he talked about you and he got to where he got you to where nobody won't show up for your concert. Oh, you really letting that bother you? It's funny how y'all turn into some pussy ass motherfuckers. All they fans is bitches. For real. You know? Y'all motherfuckers were like, oh, he mad over that? He mad over what? Like, ain't no thing. Okay, it's all laughter and funny jokes until a motherfucker start fucking with your money. Everything is funny. That's some real shit. So Chris Brown need to stop that shit. And 50 Cent, this motherfucker, 50 years old, damn near, and he over there still doing the same motherfucking shit he was doing 20 motherfucking 2 decades ago and shit, bullying motherfuckers and shit. Just stop all that shit. You know, Chris Brown, I talked about his ass bragging about fucking Quavo's girl. This motherfucker want to get some brownie points for fucking another woman, another man's woman. That ain't no, that ain't nothing to glorify. And motherfucker, with you being petty to the motherfucker, just because a nigga said something about you, you's a bitch. I don't give a fuck how famous you is, how much money you got. None of that shit. That's some petty ass shit. 50 Cent and Chris Brown. Chris Brown right now is acting like a fucking petty ass bitch. Yes, I said it. Chris Brown is acting like a petty ass bitch. See, with y'all motherfuckers out there, y'all ain't got the balls. Y'all ain't got the heart to say that shit. Because you motherfuckers kiss all these celebrities' asses. You guys give all these motherfuckers that's rich and famous a fucking pass. That's what the fuck y'all do. And I ain't giving no petty ass shit a nigga does no fucking pass. And that's some real shit. Petty ass motherfucker. Petty ass shit. You couldn't fuck with me like that, motherfucker. Because we gonna screw up for real, nigga. I don't give a fuck. I don't want to hear that. Oh, you crying over that shit. Oh, you want to fight over that. Yeah, motherfucker. You fucking with my fucking money. And shit. Why the fuck not? How'd you like it if somebody was fucking with your fucking money? That's a real motherfucking shit. So I have to make that shit perfectly clear. Before you motherfuckers want to sit and start laughing. Ha ha ha. Thinking what Chris Brown did is funny. Let somebody do that shit to your ass. And fuck with your money. And then you'll see what the fuck it feel like. Well, anyway, ladies and gentlemen, it's your hostess with the mostest, Mr. Kelly. And thank you for tuning in to the DDJ Show, where it's all about preaching and speaking the truth. Ladies and gentlemen, and the truth is, Chris Brown is a petty-ass motherfucker. Stop doing all this petty shit. Talk it to all men out there. Stop doing petty shit. Like a woman. Now, females do petty shit all the time. They get a pass. But a man? Come on, man. That's some real shit. Stop being like a petty ass female. Stop being petty like a little bitch, Chris Brown. But anyway, ladies and gentlemen, I'm out. Until next time, folks. Peace.